The Northern Berkshire Community Coalition recently held a candlelight vigil for victims of addiction in North Adams. Lois Donis is the coalition's prevention services director.
When the people in recovery talk, you can clearly see that even though this is a tough illness, there is a path to recovery for those who choose to take it.
While the gathering of more than 100 people is open for those affected by various addictions, the one most often talked about is heroin or opioid use. Last November, the coalition used one of its monthly forums to focus on crime and substance abuse. Among the panel members was Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless.
I gave some idea to people here of the approximately 600% rise in Schedule II opioids being prescribed here in Berkshire County over this past 18-year period. This is a huge problem, and as we've talked about, people get addicted to that. They're very expensive, and so in turn they turn to what is now very cheap heroin.
In March, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick declared a public health emergency in hopes of fighting the opioid epidemic, but it's clear the crisis does not contain itself inside state borders. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin dedicated his entire State of the State address to the issue in January. At another Northern Berkshire Community Coalition meeting this past June, Berkshire County Sheriff Tom Bowler explained crime and drugs from New York City have found their way to New England for the past 20 years, and heroin is no different.
91 is a killer for Vermont, Route 91. That's the transport, and that comes right from Connecticut. You know, so from Connecticut all the way up through Vermont, we're all seeing the same problems and same issues.
A report from a state task force created after the public emergency was declared found some 668 people died from overdoses in 2012 in Massachusetts, a 10% increase from the previous year. Capeless also explained how heroin and opioids differ from earlier drug crazes.
You're getting a whole group of people, a class of people who are getting involved as abusers who never would have turned to this before. And then in turn, you're getting a whole class of people who are turning to dealing in order to sometimes to sustain it or just to make money because they understand this now is something that they can do it with. And so you have a whole different dynamic that's going on here, what is causing the problem and what's causing it to continue and get worse.
The NBCC has been working on substance abuse prevention for a decade in North County and formed the county-wide Berkshire Opioid Abuse Prevention Collaborative last year. A forum October 3rd from 10 to noon at the First Baptist Church in North Adams will center directly on opioid addiction. Here's Donis.
A lot of it is community education. Certainly the drug take-back days that we've been hosting since 2010 have brought into people's awareness the importance of disposing of unused and unwanted medications, not just to keep them out of the hands of potential users, but because we don't want them in our water supply. But it's also about training prescribers to adapt their prescribing practices, and we've been doing a lot of work countywide on that.
Donis adds parents also need to know how to talk to their kids about opioids, since it hasn't been one of those sit-down and let's-talk topics until very recently.
Getting kids to understand that, hey, opioid, just because a doctor prescribes something to somebody in your family doesn't mean it's safe. And if a doctor gives you 30 pills for a wisdom tooth, it doesn't mean you have to take more than one. Helping them to think about and understand the fact that they're risky and that they're quickly addictive.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.